These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know, see, the believer has such assured, such confidence. He says, I know. And the Apostle Paul could say, I know whom I have believed. He doesn't say, I know what I have believed. He knows whom he has believed. Why? Well, he was living in him. He was talking with him. When the story went around, or the ideas, you know, God is dead, and someone answered a Christian, said, well, I didn't know. I talked to him this morning. God isn't dead. No. But those are dead in their sins, as we heard tonight, that do not have the Son of God. So I put that question to you. Do you have eternal life? Do you know that you have eternal life? If you're not sure, then you don't have that testimony. Then you don't believe God at his word. That's as clear as a statement as it is here. And it's this little time between this minute and in eternity where you can make sure. God wants you to be sure that you know something. You stand on a firm foundation. And this is a testimony. If you have that testimony, that assurance that you know, then what if an attack comes and somebody says, well, that's, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in the Bible. It's too bad for you. But I do, and I have the assurance from it. And someone coming to you and saying, well, I don't believe the Bible. I'm going to tell you a little story that I read on that. Supposing you're out in the woods in a lonely path, and you've got a sword in your hand. I guess this must have been the story. Someone must have thought of that maybe in the days of the Roman Empire, or, you know, when they used swords and armor. And here comes an enemy in front of you. Oh, you look up, there he is, and he shouts out to you, that sword doesn't cut. So you're going to say, that doesn't cut, huh? Throw it away. Is that what you would do? No. If somebody tells you, that Bible, I don't believe in it, are you going to throw it away because he doesn't? No. Because he doesn't believe, that's why you preach the gospel to him. You tell him about the record that's contained in this book, what God has said of his Son. And that is the essential thing. Believe God's record. And if you believe God's record, get acquainted with it. And know what the blessedness of it is. To have eternal life, not to enjoy it, then there's something wrong. And the devil wants to hinder us. Maybe you are one of those that really, you have trusted in Christ. You believe that God sent the Son and that he died for your sins. You've trusted in him, but you got away from the Lord. And then you're not sure anymore because, well, you know, I commit sins and I do this. And I don't have any more peace. And I wonder, was I really saved? Oh, now that's another problem. Then I begin to doubt in my own mind because of my condition isn't right. But there's the importance. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive, and our fellowship restored with him. That is what we need. We need to walk with the Lord. You cannot on your own strength stand against the enemy and all the deception with which he comes. Unless you're enjoying the one that dwells in you, if he's sort of, you know, put this sidelines, you know, on the back burner, and there's other things that fill the heart, then I can tell you, then soon you're going to find what this is far more important. You begin to wonder, oh yeah, that's right, I do believe, but do I really believe? Do I really have life? Am I really sure? And we become very unsettled. Very unsettled. That's why God, and he sometimes has to get us into a lot of trouble so that we wake up and realize, hey, I was wrong. Get back to God. And so that's what he wants. So believe the record that God gives and really get well acquainted with a friend, the best friend that we could have. What a friend we have in Jesus to live and walk with him. Thank you.